I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Allegations of fraud involving several developments in the Northeast Kingdom have raised major questions about the future of those projects and questions about the jobs they were supposed to create. But Vermonters weren't the only ones counting on those jobs. Foreign investors used the federal EB-5 program to fund their projects and to pay their way into the United States. The alleged fraud could jeopardize their immigration status. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Brought something for us, you know. Brazilian hospitality.
Felipe Vieira might not be the person you imagine when you think about people who pay $500,000 to come live in the U.S. He lives in Stowe in a 60s-era split level with his wife and 16-year-old daughter, and he works in IT.
I don't think I fit on that description of a deep-pocket investor. Basically, we sold a small farm I have in Brazil and an apartment I used to have in Rio and to move here.
Those sales went towards the $500,000 investment Vieira made in the stateside hotel suites at Jay Peak. But according to federal authorities, the money didn't go where Vieira thought it would. Charges brought earlier this month by the Securities and Exchange Commission accuse owner Ariel Quiros and CEO Bill Stanger of misappropriating and even outright stealing the money. The project Vieira invested in is part of what developers represented as Phase 6 of their plans. And he says that's what worries him.
And that's a problem because phases 1 through 5 are basically done, and the investor has their green cards.
The EB-5 program can get investors legal residency in the U.S. for $500,000. But Vieira says they also have to meet certain conditions.
You have to prove the legal source of the funds so you can show how you get that money. And the other thing is you must invest in a target area like Northern Kingdom that needs job creation. And then you must create 10 jobs for each investor.
Vieira says he did those first three things, but now he's out $500,000 and some of the hotel suites he was investing in haven't even been started. They're like 2 years behind. So what does that mean for those 10 jobs Vieira's money was supposed to create? And what about the other jobs from the other investors' money? Vieira says that since the allegations became public, he's been working with 69 other investors to get some answers.
The concern we investors have is, okay, so if our project did not finish it yet, how immigration will account for those jobs, job creation? And we made nothing wrong, you know. We invested, the project is supposed to create the right number of jobs. It's everything sound.
Vieira says he requested a meeting with Governor Peter Shumlin last week, but was declined. And he says federal officials have also been short on answers so far.
So we don't have feedback from immigration or from the court or Securities Exchange Commission.
He says he did get a meeting with the state's Agency of Commerce and Community Development, but so far, Vieira's $500,000 investment is mostly yielding unanswered questions. And he says there were hints of issues when he would talk to Stanger, the CEO.
I cannot say I don't see anything because I keep asking Bill Stanger for information, for data. I'm supposed to have information about how the project is going. And I never, he failed to produce a project schedule, a disbursement schedule, anything related to the project.
But Vieira doesn't seem too interested in assigning blame. He's more focused on being able to stay in the U.S.
We need information at this point. Everybody's very scared.
For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.